Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I keep learning that I'm not really in control. Oh, maybe for the simple stuff like laundry or paying bills. But for the more complex stuff like organizational changes or raising a family, it's too complicated. I can't predict the outcome. I started to learn this when I was in charge of a big organizational change project. We all agreed that something had to change, and we had very good, smart goals. And less than a year, we all knew we were in trouble. The changes that were sorely needed were not happening. And this was the beginning of my learning about the fourth mind trap Dr. Jennifer Garvey Berger talks about in her upcoming book, Unlocking Leadership Mind Traps. The first three traps are simple stories, rightness, and agreement, which I've talked about in previous shows. The fourth mind trap is being trapped by control. Trying to take charge strips you of influence. And influence is where you have the greatest leverage when things are complex or you're dealing with complex times. As Dr. Berger said, quote, "We know that it's the right thing to say that we should let go of control, but could we please just let go of the control we don't mind giving up and keep control over those things that seem really central and important to us?" Unquote. I know that experience well. I created and managed a self-directed team. I wanted them to be empowered. I really did. And I wanted to have control over certain things. Didn't work out so well. The desire for control is natural. It's human. And being in control of our lives is connected to happiness. And control is fine for predictable or simpler things, like controlling a manufacturing process or baking. But when it comes to raising a family or changing your community, control is elusive. So what Dr. Berger suggests we do is we change our image of control. Because when we think of control, we think we know how it's going to turn out. And there are simply too many factors at play that any one single person, no matter how effective, could control. So she suggests we shift our thinking from control to influence. We may not be able to make things happen, but we can be thoughtful about how we support the emergence of things happening. For example, if we want teamwork, what can we do? We can't make teamwork happen, but we can create spaces for more casual interactions or set up times in our meetings so we can get to know each other as human beings. I also loved Dr. Berger's suggestion that we not narrow our outcome to something so specific, but instead stay open to manifesting something in the direction we want to go. Like the woman she talked about in her book, who wanted a very specific leadership job at her company, a job that was not likely to be open anytime in the near future. So instead, she stepped back and realized she wanted to make more impact on the organization's strategic direction. She asked her boss to work with her, and she got on a key planning committee, which led to other opportunities, ones that did not even exist when she had her eye on that one leadership job. So Dr. Berger suggests we ask ourselves key questions. What can I help enable? What could enable me? So we shift from thinking of a specific outcome to how to enable the direction we desire. You can use this, like that young woman did, for your personal journey. What would enable me to have the life that I want? The habit that Dr. Berger suggests we develop is experiment at the edges. Try a lot of stuff. In her earlier book, Simple Habits for Complex Times, she called these safe-to-fail experiments. You learn something. You can either abandon the experiment or you can build on it because it's working. It's humbling to acknowledge that we're not in control, especially of the important stuff. And yet it's very freeing to reimagine control as influence, where we're open to outcome and willing to experiment and quite possibly move in the direction we desire.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.